when I think of all the streets, you know, in town, I say this is certainly one of the most important ones. There is the museum, there is the clinic, there is the church, the senior center, the senior village, and the ambulance uses this street as well. And it is bumpy and awful. And not to mention, there are, you know, many of the tourists walk right up through the park and walk right along here. It would be wonderful if this were paved.
A look at Haines' problematic First Avenue. It's the local news. I'm Burn Power. That story and more coming up. This is the sound of vehicles driving through freshly formed 8-inch deep potholes on First Avenue in downtown Haines. After this winter's deep freeze, when pipes froze to a depth of 4 feet, the streets and roads of the Upperland Canal will certainly reveal frost heaves and potholes as the ground thaws. First Avenue, however, is a special case. Last year, in early summer, before state funding ran dry, the asphalt was ripped up, pipes were replaced, and then the street was graded and left as a dusty gravel road. As the summer continued, the dust and the height disparities between First Avenue and Mission began to frustrate some of the local institutions on this street, which includes the Senior Center, the Senior Village, the Clinic, the A&B A&S Hall, the Presbyterian Church, the exit of the drive-through window of the bank, and the Sheldon Museum. Presbyterian Minister Ron Horn wrote a letter to the Haynesboro Assembly stating the case that this was not the best road in town to leave unpaved. Ann Hansen, the manager of the Senior Village, expresses her view that the road would probably remain neglected.
Well, I am concerned about whether or not this will actually ever be paved. But I think of all the streets, you know, in town, I say this is certainly one of the most important ones. There is the museum, there is the clinic, there is the church, the senior center, the senior village, and the ambulance uses this street as well. And it is bumpy and awful. And not to mention, there are, you know, many of the tourists walk right up through the park and walk right along here. It would be wonderful if this were paved for everybody.
Senior Village resident Shirley Collins relates the difficulties she had trying to cross the street this winter to go to lunch at the Senior Center when the ice formed on the gravel road in a different manner than on the asphalt of the past.
Well, several times during this winter, because it was so cold, even with creepers, it didn't do any good. And it was really dangerous, and I had heard that several people had taken spills, you know, in front of the senior center. So it was extremely dangerous. If I fall, I have artificial hips, so I would be in dire straits. Just the fact that the ambulance have to negotiate these potholes all year round, and they're carrying sick people in those ambulances, thinking that if someone were to, you know, have big problems with pain or something, and ambulances are going over not only in front here on First Avenue, but Mission. It has tremendous potholes. That wouldn't be too good for them, you know.
Ann Hansen also expressed her view that Mission was the worst street and that the dust for so many of the seniors becomes unbearable, particularly in the summer.
And it's certainly nice not to have all the dust and stuff that we get in the summertime coming in the windows for the residents here at the village. It would just be great if this one could be paved and Mission Street as well, which is in worse shape than First Avenue is. So that would certainly be part of my wish list. And I can say that I speak for the entire group of us here at the Senior Village, as well as the folks at the Senior Center, in hoping that this is going to be done this spring.
Dust was a common complaint all around. We spoke to Bob Grant, who is in charge of the building and facilities at the Search Clinic.
But as soon as it starts drying up around here, oh boy, you know, it's dirty and dusty. It'd be nice if they put some water on it. I prefer it paved, though. You know, could you imagine downtown not paved? I don't know why they didn't pave it. I thought it was supposed to be paved.
And we spoke to Sheldon Museum Director Jerry Clark, who, while inconvenienced by the dust and mud, expressed her hope that the road would be fixed this summer.
Before winter hit us, it was dusty, mm-hmm. and then sand was tracked into the museum. And now that it's muddy, we do get little fine gravel on our carpets. And so it'll be really nice when they pave it this year. Get the potholes filled in and the gravel off the carpet.
We tracked down Haynesboro Public Facilities Director Brad Maynard. He expressed a positive sense that the roads in the area would indeed be paved this summer. But it was contingent upon the approval of the state.
We have a request in to our legislators for funding to be able to do paving on roads and road improvements in the borough, and that's we're looking to see where we come out on that request before we can move forward on those projects. The governor's budget is finalized, I think, July 1st. You know, we usually have an indication of where, you know, what's coming out a little bit before that, but you can't really, you know, count on it until the final signature's put on it.
Maynard goes on to explain what the plan for the First Avenue area will look like in more detail.
Actually, we have P&D engineers out of Juneau are finishing up the design on that. I think we're probably at 95% design, which means the only thing left to do is bid documents and get the work out, for bid. But we do have a design pretty well complete for that, and it won't take us but a few days to get that out to bid if we can confirm the funding. It includes First Avenue, the museum parking lot, Mission, and Willard.
Brad Maynard goes on to explain future road projects on the slate for the borough in 2011 and 2012.
We also have a request in for funding for Third Avenue reconstruction, which would be from the old Haynes Highway up to Union Street. We could do that. It's just that particular stretch is quite a bit of construction, so I'm not sure if, you know, that late in the season we'll get started on or not. The other area that we're looking at doing is Linview, View, and 4th Avenue. You know, we're going to be doing a lot water line replacement there this summer. So, and those roads, I think we probably won't address until 2012, the spring of 2012.
Meanwhile, the residents, workers, and visitors to 1st Avenue won't know anything until July 1st, when the state makes its decision. And now a few audio snapshots from the Choose Respect Day. Alaska Governor Sean Parnell proclaimed Wednesday, March 31st as Choose Respect Day. Over 60 communities across the state, including Haynes and Skagway, took part in the marches and rallies to help bring awareness of the problems of domestic violence and child abuse. Alaska regularly ranks in the top 5% per capita nationwide. The event was organized in Haynes by Search's Jackie Majakis.
Well, the governor has asked that all communities in the state of Alaska just gather together on this day and at noon to march for just respect, and we're taking a stance against and uniting against domestic violence and sexual abuse.
Following the march from the parking lot of the bank to the library, several speakers discussed the issues, starting with Haynesboro Mayor Jan Hill.
I want to join Jackie in thanking all of you for showing up today. I think this is one of those subjects that we tend to not want to talk about. I serve on a one-is-too-many suicide task force for Southeast Alaska, and it's very much the same kind of a topic. They're hard to talk about, but we need to in order to fix it. Most of us have, in one way or another, experienced some form of abuse, whether it was directly or indirectly. We either knew someone or we were... or knew somebody's, you know, mother or daughter or children. We've all been affected by domestic violence and child abuse, and we need to put a stop to it.
Mike Barnhill from the governor's office.
Your presence today gives victims and survivors courage to seek safety. We want to send a strong and clear message to victims and survivors that they are not alone and they are not to blame. Your presence says there is no shame in asking for help. Your presence says that as individuals in the community, we will end this epidemic of domestic violence and sexual abuse in our homes and in our communities. The state of Alaska, too, we will do our part in ending this epidemic through prevention strategies, increased law enforcement, and providing core services for victims and survivors.
And Haines Police Chief Gary Lowe.
I have been a law enforcement officer for over 35 years. When I started, there was a code of silence. You didn't talk about domestic violence. You didn't report it. The police didn't investigate it, and they didn't arrest on it. Nationwide, there has been a change, especially within the last 15 years or so. Now we have our governor that's saying we are going to bring this out in the open. We want to stop this. And I'm going to tell you, the message that I have given in this community since I got here is for all things, for minors with alcohol, for domestic violence, for sexual abuse, for crime in general, this is not a police problem. I cannot solve it. Mm-hmm. It's a community problem. We, together, can solve it.
For KHNS News, this is Burn Power.